Shalom Aleichem, Rabotzai. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and we are continuing in the Mishnah Yomi in the 10th Perek of Shvit at the 7th Mishnah. Yesterday we were discussing Legabe Prozbol, that Prozbol needs karka, land. He has to own land to be sort of a focus or a place of potential collection for the debt to make the Prozbol, which was the sort of workaround because the status of Shemitah Kisafim, like Yovel, was their abundance. So Hillel Zaken was Mitaka, and this Prozbol as a workaround, Prozbuli Ubuti, we call. So we learned in the previous Mishnah that any sort of karka, even if it's not truly his, but he has some rights to it, would work for Prozbol. Now in Mishnah Zion, they say, Kaveret Devorim, a beehive. Releza Omer Hare, he Kakarka. Releza says, it is like karka, the Kothvin Aleha Prozbol. So what's going on with this beehive is the beehives we see today are typically a wood structure. Back then, they were typically a large basket. And sometimes they would plaster over the baskets and leave openings for the bees to come in and out, or, you know, put mud over the basket or something to seal it off. The basket could be very large. There's even a case in the Gemara in Shabbos about a Kiveret Devorim, which is big enough to be its own Rishus. So it had the dimensions to be a Rishus, and it's going through another Rishus, and there's issues of carrying with that. So Rabbi Eliezer says it is like Karka. Now the Bartnura explains, we're not talking about when it's cemented to the ground, or, you know, they use mud or something to permanently attach it to the ground. That's definitely karka. And we're not talking about that this basket is up on pegs where it's visibly detached from the ground. We're talking about it's simply resting on the ground. So that's what Bartnura explains. So it's on the ground, and it's basically been left on the ground for the bees to use. And it's not something you exactly want to move while it's full of bees, Rabosai. That's a good advice that the Mishnah implies. So Eliezer says it's like karka, and he goes on, Ve'eina mekabela tuma bimkoma. And if it's left in its place, it is not mekabel tuma. We know that items that are detached from the ground can potentially be mekabel tuma, depending what they're made from. This one's typically a basket, so it could be mekabel tuma. But this one would not likely to be moved, so it's like karka. And pulling honey out of this basket on Shabbat would be chayiv, since it's considered like karka. It would be a bit like ripping a vegetable off the ground, like harvesting on Shabbat. Chachamim omrim, eina kakarka. But the other sages, they disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. They say the beehive is not like karka. So if it's a basket, you know, it's a basket full of bees, and they're sitting there, and you don't want to move it, you want the bees to stay inside. You don't write a prozbol on it. And even when it's sitting there, it could be mekabel tuma. So you don't want a dead sheretz or someone with tame hands getting in there. And someone who takes honey out of it on Shabbat is potter. Now, potter is not mutter. Potter means it's restricted rabbinically, but it's not the same as ripping a vegetable off the ground. But one should not do that on Shabbat. Mishnah Chet, 8th Mishnah. Hamachazir chov b'shvit. So somebody tries to return his debt on Shemitah. Now there's no prozbol involved. So really the debt, the loan was canceled out. But the borrower wants to be a chassid and return the loan. Yomar lo mishamet ani. So the lender has to tell him, I am mishamet. I relinquished the loan. Amar lo afal pikan. If the borrower says, even so, I do want to pay back, yikabo memenu. You could accept repayment of the loan, even though the loan's canceled. Now it's kind of like a gift. There's a scriptural source for this. Shemar ze davar hashmita. This is the words of the Shemitah. So basically, what the pasuk implies is the Shemitah cancels the loan at the end of the Shemitah year. But if he wants to repay the loan, just tell him, davar hashmita. This loan was canceled. It's davar hashmita. It's canceled out. And you... after that, it's technically canceled. If he wants to give it to you, he can give it to you. Kiyotzebo, a similar case, a rotzeach. Now, rotzeach means murderer, but here it was a rotzeach where there was a shogig element. It was accidental. Shegolo le'ir miklato, and he ran away to the ir miklot. And that's the city of refuge, where the Gol Hadam is not allowed to take revenge. Well, what would happen is if there was an accidental killing, the accidental murderer would run away to the Ir Miklat before his court case came up. And the court case would adjudicate if this was actually Shogeg HaMezid, if it was on purpose or if it was accidental. And he had to live in this Ir Miklat because the family of the accidentally murdered and his possibly purposely murdered might come after him. Ratzu Anshe Ir Mikobdo. Now the people in the city, they want to honor this refugee. Yomer Lahem Rotzechni. He has to tell them, look, I'm a killer. You don't want to honor me. You don't want to give me the aliyah necessarily. Amrulo Afalpika. And if they say, we know that now, but even so, we want to honor you. A couple mehem, they could go up for the aliyah, you could accept the honor. Shinamar. A similar pasuk, Ze Devar Harotzeach. This is the matter or the words of the killer. So once he's informed them that he has this status and they want to proceed to honor him anyway, that's all right. There is an interesting halakha if somebody asks you to daven. So there's a suggestion that a person who's being asked to daven can politely decline three times, you know, just to show that you're very humble. But if it's the rabbi or the gabbai or a chashuv person asking you, you don't decline or defer even once. You go up right away. Or if the tzibur needs you, it's like time for Ashrei already, Rabosai, you go up right away. You don't, you know, play these games where you're like, yeah, okay, no thanks, I don't really want to. But, you know, you really want to. You're just like deferring. No, if the tzibur needs you, shasad chak, tihur the tzibur, you go. If a gadol asks you, you go. But in these cases, we see you have to inform them of the Rotzeach status or the Shemitah status before you accept. Shkoyach Rabosai.